Hello, and welcome to another episode of Mean What You Say. I'm Anthony, and today I am joined by Chris Four from Smile on the Center.
Hello, hello.
Yes. So, right now, what we're doing is he's actually driving me home. And I figure this is probably the best time to, like, you know, start this little podcast with him. I mean, I don't know, dude. How have you been, man?
I'm doing really good lately. Way better, yeah. Life is good. I mean, despite everything else that's going on.
Yeah, no, fair enough. Great. No, dude, this whole COVID-19 thing's, like, fucking with everybody. But, yeah. Like, I know you actually had a show coming up, as a matter of fact, with everyone else, too. But, like, yours is getting pushed back now, too, right?
Yeah, I had two shows so far that are,
Oh, shit.
That are pushed back, or I can't confirm being canceled, but, yeah, I know the... Was it Fit for King, Chelsea Grin, Crystal Lake, and Alpha Wolf? That got pushed back. I was super stoked. That was that bummy. Then I had a show in Vegas, and I don't know if we've heard anything. They probably did. I don't know.
I know how that goes. No, I know our CD release actually is getting pushed back too now.
Yeah, dude, that's a bummer, dude.
I know, we're like super upset. Kingman got postponed, or I don't know if it was canceled or postponed. I forgot, but like either way. It sucks, because I love the Kingman folks.
Yeah, that was fun that last time that we were there.
Dude, fucking right. Like, it's a party every time you go out to Kingman, so... Yeah. When we do figure out what's going on with Kingman, we're coming back, baby.
Coming back, baby.
But, no, dude, I mean, with today's events and everything, it super sucks. But I'm glad to see, you know, at least you guys are still doing your thing, because, you just got done recording with Andrew fucking Wade.
Yes, we did.
Dude. What was that like?
Super eye-opening.
I bet.
Super, like, informative, if that's the word, informative.
I can only imagine the slew of words that it probably was.
Yeah, no, it was super awesome, and it was really awesome just watching him work and having him work with us and, you know, and just making this literally some of the best music we've done. It's super, like, me and Jacob were talking, and we were sitting there like, dude, it's super unhealthy how much we listen to these new songs. That's how much we like them. Like, they're really, really fucking good.
Dude, but that's fucking really... That's, like, super important, though, too, for you guys, like, as a whole, to, like, really, like, enjoy it and be like, what the fuck?
Because
that right there, it's like, you guys hear yourselves all the time. And, like, it's one of those things where it's like, I totally get it. Like, you hear a recording back and you're always blown away by it. But, like, coming from, like, someone of that magnitude...
Yeah, no, these songs, like, it exceeded all of our expectations. We had no idea. Like, it was, like, he really turned... Like, you know, something into something more, you know, so.
For real. And you know what's super rad, too, is, like, it wasn't hard for you guys, really, to, like, get that all kind of figured out with them.
It was a really smooth process, actually. And it was all of us. We also had our friend Max. He helped out a lot with it. And it was just a super, super, like, smooth process. Like,
That's fucking badass, dude.
Yeah.
And then where was the place that you, like, recorded at? What's, like, the name of it again?
The Audio Compound in Orlando, Florida.
Dude, fuck yeah. And then that's another thing, too. You got to leave Arizona and go to Florida to go record with, like, one of the top fucking producers in the game.
Fuck yeah, dude. Totally, like, just like a, you know, dream come true. Like, I never thought when I was 14 and I first heard about him to, like, ever think I would just be hanging out with him for, like, 2 weeks. And his dog.
His dog. Dude, I'd be seeing pictures of you on your, like, Facebook and your Instagram or whatever.
Dude, yeah, that dog was awesome.
Fuck yeah. Nah, dude, well, man, I've known you for fucking years, and everyone...
12 years or
dude,
something?
Dude, fucking east, years? At least, dude, at fucking least.
Yeah.
And, like, everybody here knows, like, it's gonna be listening or whatever, or even if they don't know, like, me and Chris do go way fucking back, but, like, I gotta, like... Honest to God, dude, like, I'm super stoked on you and your whole band, and, like, I'm proud of you guys, man. And, like,
Thank you, man.
You too, dude, and, like, I just, seeing all that shit, like, going on, and, like, dude, you went to Florida to go record with, like I said, the best producer in, like, the fucking game, and, I don't know, I couldn't be more stoked for you. I know the world's stoked on it, and, I don't know, dude, this is fucking, this industry's tight.
Dude, yeah, no, and, like, thank you, man, like, I super appreciate it, and I know the boys will, you know, feel the same way. But yeah, no, dude, it was super awesome. Like, And it just kind of happened, you know? It just kind of made the, like, you know, we're like, let's go do this. And we're like, yeah, sure, fuck it.
Dude, you know what's fucking trippy? Is, like, think about it. Like, we was jamming in, like, the garage.
Yeah, my mom's garage,
man. In your mom's fucking garage. Yeah. And we was, like, not getting killed because of you.
Yeah.
No, I'm sorry. No, because of me, we didn't die. Well, no, okay, you know what? No, no, no.
That one time, wait, what happened?
So the one time with the police.
Oh, yeah.
That was actually because of you we didn't die.
Yeah.
Even though you almost got a shot.
Yeah, no.
You also almost saved us.
Yeah. Full circle. You know what I mean?
Full circle, yeah, dude. Yeah. It was tight. We were just children. And, yeah. Like, it's not like Phoenix PD did anything wrong. Like, granted, maybe pulling your guns out before really seeing if they were, like, children or not.
Yeah.
Is a thing. Like, if we can discuss that. But maybe we scared them. I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not a scary guy.
No, I'm not.
But
either. Especially that time I had long hair and fucking no beard. I look like a female.
We were. Well, dude, I wouldn't say that. I remember just being under that bridge, dude. We were doing hoodlum shit.
Yeah.
Like fucking.
Yeah.
And they're like, hey! Oh, your fucking hands up! And we're just like, ah!
Just went white.
Yeah,
just like
pale as shit.
Yeah.
I couldn't do it. If I had to shit, I probably would have shat my pants.
Yeah.
Remember, he's always like, go home. And I was like, cool, I don't gotta go to school now. I was told by the police to go home. I'm gonna do what they said.
I went to school, dude. I went there. I was like, hell yeah.
No, you went. I went home. I was like, I'm not going into school. I'm not clocking in for this shift.
I never, ever want to hang out with Chris ever again.
Yeah, dude, that thought process kind of went through my head.
Yeah,
because
100%.
We were walking down there. And, like, I said, I was like, hey, I got a bad feeling about this. Like, the traffic...
Cool.
No, fuck that. Cool. There was police helicopters overhead, right? No, yes, there was. And the fucking traffic on Greenway was stopped.
Yeah.
There was not a single car, and I thought it was peculiar. I was only fucking 14, and I'm like, yo, it's kind of weird, man. And he's like, no, I do it all the time. And we go down there, dude, and you know what fucking happens? Fucking terrible shit. And that all happened, and the cops are freaking out. And this is how Chris saved the day, because he was a little shit growing up, so he got in trouble. And when these cops are, like, patting me down, they start patting Chris down. They're like, oh, hey, don't we know you? And Chris is like, yeah, y'all arrested me once.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, great! You know what I mean? And, like, I'm, like, a freshman in fucking high school, and I'm like, what have I done?
This dude was just white, man. He was, I've never seen someone more terrified in my entire
life.
Dude,
yeah, that was my first experience on the wrong side of the law, buddy.
Yeah.
Or at least getting caught that deep.
Yeah, it was just crazy having, like, a Glock in your face being
no shit,
age, you know, like
the barrel looked like it was fucking 10
feet
wide. Yeah,
I was like, oh shit, today took a weird turn.
Yeah, dude, no.
But that's just how my life goes. It's just I don't understand it. It happens.
Yeah, me walking through my front door that day, my mom's like, ain't she supposed to be in fucking school? I was like, oh, check it out.
Oh, looky here, mom.
Yeah,
and let me tell you about my day.
She's like, they told you to go home and you fucking went home, and I'm like, yes. They didn't tell you to go back to school? I was like, well, I didn't tell them I had to go to school. I said I was at school, and then we left school to come down here and told her this bitch. She goes, oh, okay, so they didn't fucking know you had to be in school. And I was like, no.
I have gotten you in trouble so many times, and I'm still sorry.
No, dude, you're good. You have gotten me in a shit ton of trouble throughout my life.
It was a good time, though.
Every fucking time.
It was a good time.
You've used me as a human battering ram.
Yeah, I was talking about that yesterday.
Really?
Yeah, I started at the mic. We're sitting there, and we're doing our thing, and, like, and I was like, oh, yeah, dude, this, we're talking about, like, drunk stories or whatever, and, like, doing stupid things, and, like, totally, I was like, oh, yeah, dude, this one time, dude, I like, threw Anthony through a door, and he was just like, what? And I was like, yeah.
And it worked.
It did.
Yeah, dude, I busted through that shit like the human battering ram that I am.
Yeah.
Dude, and then...
Mind control.
How many concussions have I given myself in your presence, though?
And one night, three. Well, it was one, but you hit your head three times really hard, and I'm pretty sure each one of those got progressively worse.
Oh, yeah, dude, I was all... Like, we couldn't tell if I was slurring my words because I hit my head or because I was fucking trash.
Yeah, I remember you were puking in a moose head box. and we were like, don't fall asleep, buddy. Stay awake.
Yeah, dude. I don't necessarily recall that. I remember, like, it's like that meme. It's like when it's like Frodo or someone drinking and they go
off
for an adventure.
Yeah, no. It's like, it's like 9 p.m. Let's go have one beer. 4 p.m. It's him carrying him up, like, the Mordor thing. Yeah, shit.
No, dude, this one's completely different. So this one, it's like... when I'm drunk as shit and I want to go off on an adventure and like it's like Frodo running off. So that's fucking me, dude.
Yeah.
And we fucking you always come chase after me and save me.
I do.
I always, for some reason, just go on. You'll go off. That was like the other night.
Yeah, no, I'm saying like there's been a few times where like I wasn't there and you do something like way more stupid than what we do together. And I'm just like, why? Like,
yeah. Oh, dude, yeah. I gotta. Yeah, that's not exactly a PG-13. Rated R.
Well, same with the show that happened this past show.
No, I can explain.
Look, yeah, well, still, let like, me explain. That I can explain.
No, that's probably going to be the name of this episode now. Is Hi, I'm Anthony, and I was kicked out of Club Red because I puked. So, look, because right there, one, to be fair, dude, they did me a favor kicking me out because,
yeah,
like,
honestly,
yeah, that was all. That last shot that did that to me, because I baby puked at the bar. Yeah, I said, right in my hand, I was like, I gotta go, and, like, rinsed the bathroom, did my business. And I puked, you know, and then I went out. Security was like, "Hey,
dudes that we all know."
Yeah, they're all chill. They're like, "Let me holler at you," and I was like, "All right." And he's like, "Did you puke?" So I was like, "Huh," and I guess I wiped this puke off my jacket, and I was like, "Perhaps." Like, they took my wristband off and were like, "You gotta go, bro." And my dumb ass, I mean, dude, I was so drunk, I was like, "Okay, sorry, man," and like started walking away. Where I was walking to, God only knows, because, like, my ride was in the fucking bar.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, no, I turn around, and then TG, by the grace of God, is running after me, and I was like, oh, yeah. And that's legit the last thing I remember. Like, for what it's fucking worth, like, I just remember her, like, running up to me, and, like, I giggle, and I'm fucking out, bro. And I woke up 6 o'clock in the morning. And, but like, to rewind, though, like, Club Red, I love you guys so much because...
Yeah. Nothing but love for
you
guys.
I was like, I know I was like, oh, I just took the shot wrong. And I totally did. But let me tell you something. That shot still is the one that said night night. And yeah, night night indeed I went. So thank you guys for like such a great night. And
as always.
As always, yeah. But that's one of those nights Chris wasn't there to be like, slow it the fuck down.
Yeah.
To be fair, I was partying with John and his dad.
Yeah, that's
when his dad come around.
Yeah, yeah.
When Dave come to town.
When Dave come to town.
Yeah, dude, it's a good ass fucking time. Then John, me and him can throw him back, so that's a different story.
I've had many nights with me and John just knocking back beers.
Yeah, dude, you know how he is.
Yeah.
Boys part fish.
Yeah.
Boys part
fish.
The boy ain't right.
The boy.
Dude. No, but I don't even know where we're going. We went off with stories about us. This was originally about you and your band.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking, now it's about us. Oh, what is this? Oh, yeah, like I said, we're still driving, right?
Yeah, we're still
and
driving.
And now we are on Bell Road in Cave Creek in Phoenix, and all I can see are these police lights ahead of us, and there's no traffic. So, dude.
Dude, yesterday.
What if this is it, bro? What if this is the quarantine stop? Like, get back in your house.
Dude, I'm going to be like, no.
Fuck. Me too. Because I'm with you, right? So, like, if that happens, bro, you better step on this shit.
No, yeah. Dude, yesterday I was picking up Chinese food, and this dude was on his longboard going down the main, like, down, like, a lane. Like not the sidewalk. Like, a car lane, because it was so dead on a Saturday night.
Fuck yeah.
And he was just mobbing, and I was like, dude, that's how dead out this, like, every, like, Phoenix is right now.
Bro, that was me driving my scooter from Chandler here.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because I drove that Zebra scooter from Chandler to fucking Phoenix, and let me tell you about an adventure, because I went through such a crackhead neighborhood. I'm driving along this wash. No, dude, and you know what? Granted, not everyone's a bad person, so, like, I don't want to be stereotypical when I say this, but, like, I went around this fucking corner, dude, and there was, like, this bridge, and, like I said, I'm by the wash, and I'm underneath some shit, and, like, dude, there was just, like, a grip of homeless people under there, and, like, I was like, man, and I feel terrible, especially, like, with what's going on, but, like... I also fucking didn't want to get jumped because heard some fucking horror stories about shit like that. And, like, I don't know, dude. It was just me, my lonesome traveling. On my steel horse, I ride!
On the hog, bro.
Yeah. On my fucking fiberglass goddess. This thing goes 20 miles an hour, baby.
Hell yeah, man.
50 miles to the charge. That's 1,000 watts of playtime.
It ain't much, but it's honest work.
Fuck yeah, it is, dude. Got me here in this bitch. I don't know about going back, though. That trek was scary. Now I'm going to be like, hey, we got a truck. drive me there in fucking 45 minutes and save me the 2 hour trip.
And fuck that. I'll fucking put a chain on my bumper and fucking just drag my ass.
I can show you the world. Yeah. Hope your brakes work. We're stopping. Slow your roll, dog. This thing only can go up to 90. But bro, what the fuck? Don't you dare close your eyes. I'm going to crash. This is scary, dude. Don't know where we're going, but when we're there, I'll tell you how I shat on that one road. I don't know. I'm out, man.
Yeah.
But I can keep it going for a while. Man, they're doing some developments down here in Phoenix. Yeah, I've only been gone for a little bit, and I feel like the city's changed. It's like I got out of prison or something. The world's different.
I was so happy.
What's a tablet?
What's a tablet? Dude, I'm sorry to put the canes there, dude.
Who is Jarvis?
Oh, man. Oh, Jarvis.
I see the 7-Eleven still going strong. Look, that could be me, but like,
you?
That's a scooter.
I think he has one of them. Oh, he has a GoPro on his helmet. He's one of those guys.
Oh, yeah.
You film him and just flip him off, and then he'll be on YouTube.
Man. Chris, we've lived quite a life, haven't we?
Yeah. I'm a person that I can honestly say, not being like in a dark way, that I can die like tomorrow and I'll know that I lived like a full life. Like some shit. We've done some shit.
I wouldn't say full because you definitely would have died early.
Well, yeah, but like, you know, like I you know, in those, you know, 29 years, I've lived a life.
Dude, let's make this legally binding now if you're still down. But okay. Fucking skull for skull, whoever dies
skull
first.
Skull for skull, yeah.
Okay, yeah, so pretty much me and Chris is legally binding. We're saying this on tape. If I die before him, he gets my skull after the funeral and stuff.
Yeah.
And if you're going to cremate me, you can cremate the flesh from my fucking head, but he gets the skull.
I get the skull.
And then if you're burying me, same shit. I guess bury me with my face.
Dude, you'll be a fucking headless dude.
Just when they bury me for the wake and shit, you know, I want y'all to look at me and be like, damn, my homie looked good on this day. I don't want y'all to be seeing me looking like the, imagine looking like the pot commercial from 1997. Fucking, he was laying there, fucking, I tried to smoke pot once and now he's flat like a pancake.
Dude, I've always said for years, man, I want some of that weed, man. I think I heard that like on like a stand-up or something, but like, you know, I was like, yeah.
You know what? I do too, but I think that weed, what it metaphorically was for, is, you know, in the one you smoke and you go night-night?
Yeah.
I think that's that weed.
No, it's when you do that really strong edible and just fold.
Fold! All you do is fold. Just done. Yeah, dude, you fucking, oh my God.
What was that one time that you took brownies the first night, and then I did it the second night, and we both died in the same spot in Coco's old apartment.
Yeah, I thought, they're like, here, have a brownie, and I didn't really think anything of it for some reason. I was like, yeah, I'll do brownie, and I ate it, and like, they start giggling and like staring at me, and I'm like, yo, what the fuck's in this brownie, you know? And then they're like, oh, it's just a weed brownie, and I was like, oh, okay, cool. And then, like, I thought about it. I'm like, yo, why the fuck ain't you eating any of it? And, like, I'm the only one in this house, and they're all staring at me.
They put, like 10 grams of wax or some shit in one thing of brownies.
And it was, like, an overabundance. And, like, bro, I mean, look, I'm not complaining. Because, one, well I didn't over 1,000 fucking, milligrams yeah, I well didn't over fucking die.
Dude, I didn't either.
Yeah,
I thought I would.
Do you remember me warning you, though? I was like, Chris, please, no.
I was like, I'm doing it.
I know, and I was like, I'm telling you, dude. And then, like, I remember, like, I was so fucked up the next day.
Same.
And, like, I went to go get, like, Culver's with your fucking brother and his girlfriend.
Yeah.
And I was just, like, out of my mind. And they're like, are you okay? And I was like, dude, this edible is, like, inhuman. And I, like, it was dumb. But, I mean, it was super awesome. Shout out. I'm not going to drop names, but, like, y'all know who you is.
Yeah, shout out.
But, like, that was fucking awesome. And, I mean, like I said, I didn't die. Totally, I remember, like, waking up, dude, after I, like, passed the fuck out, and it was, like, I was peeking or something, dude, because I was just, like, I'm, like, I'm on this futon. No, I knew I was trashed, bro, when I was laying on Coco's floor, bro. I'm, like, I was, like, posted, right?
Dude.
And I'm, like, I had my arms behind my head, we were watching TV, I'm laying there on this fucking floor, and I'm talking, and I go to take a step. And I realized I'm laying flat on my fucking back. I thought I was, because the way I had my leg, I thought I was standing up against the wall. Oh, and like, man. Yo, I was, how, man, how was this motherfucker? look, that car. I love Phoenix so much because you just see some wild shit every time.
Every time. But on that same night, or the night after when I did those edibles, I would pass out, and then I'd wake up way higher than I was before I fell asleep, and I was like, can't you see I'm in pain? Kill me!
Fucking panic.
And they're just laughing at me. And then at some point of the night, I had a beer. And I, like, passed out with my arm out with the beer.
Oh, yeah, and you didn't spill none of it.
Well, like, they tried to take it, and, like, you know, like from me, I, like, crushed the can. And, like, but still didn't spill anything. And just, like, no. And then...
Hey, yo, sometimes you just need your safety zone.
Oh, dude. Yeah, no, because I remember I ate the brownie because I'm a fat ass. There was, like little, like, you know, crumbs and shit. And I was like, mm, yum, 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 yum. And they were like,
oh, yum, 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 yum.
Yeah. And like, they were like, bro. And I was like, I know what I'm doing. And they're like, bro. It was so bad.
Dude, that's fucking hysterical.
Yeah.
You, man, like I said, we've lived a fruitful life. Well, man, and then there was those one edibles that you took when we were children. And I say that, we were still of age.
The
we were just
snickerdoodle.
Very young. Yeah, the snicky duty.
Yeah, the snickerdoodle.
That thing fucking, I remember you being like, help me. And I was just like, what do I do?
Dude,
get him some milk.
I was talking about that yesterday too. Like, it was so funny. Like, because I went to my mom's or whatever. And the Shagmeister is what we'll call him. He wakes me up at 9:30 in the morning, right? He goes, hey man, like I got some breakfast. And I was like, breakfast? Fuck
you. You know, breakfast.
Breakfast. and it's this, like, I'm gonna say it was like maybe like 10-inch like chunk of like snickerdoodle and like fuck. And like an inch thick, right? Or like maybe like a little like inch and a half. And I was like, hell yeah. So I unwrapped the foil, started eating it, and I'm like, oh man, this tastes like pot. And he's like, yeah.
this kind of tastes like weed, bro.
Yeah, and like, and then he goes, yeah, you're kind of going to be my guinea pig with this. I'm going to see like how much is too much. And I was like, oh, okay. And so...
Out the gate, he gave you entirely too fucking
too much, right? And I just ran with it.
I love him so much.
And, yeah. And, so Shaggy every day would have like his rounds he would do, right? He'd go to like people in the neighborhood and just say hi, smoke weed with them, drop off weed, do whatever, right? We're skating down 12th Street and I had to stop. Like my body got so heavy because it kicked in that I just laid on the sidewalk for like 15 minutes and there's Shaggy being like, dude, get the fuck up, dude. This is like, I'm like, dude, I can't move.
And no, goes, you deal with what you fucking made me do.
Yeah. And he's like, no, dude, we need to get you up. Like, this just looks bad. And I was like, no shit, it looks bad. I'm like,
fuck you. I hope they call an ambulance, too. God damn, Shaggy.
Dude, yeah, I didn't smoke anything until like noon the next day. I took that, like I said, 9:30 in the morning. I was stupid baked, like, for well over 24 hours.
Godspeed.
Yeah, that was bad. He goes, all right, cool. So I'm gonna give people half of that. And I'm like, dude,
less than that probably. I remember I ate like a good piece of that, and I was like, damn, this is dope. And then you were like, kill me.
Yeah.
And I was like, fuck. And I got scared.
Dude, yeah, that was a fun time.
Yeah, man. See, dude, look, you do these things to yourself.
I do, 100%.
Like you could have easily been like, hey, man, that looks like a lot. But he also didn't tell you what it was.
Well, I was hungry too. I woke up.
See, that's where I went. See, I can't even talk shit because that's where I went wrong with when I had my brownie. Like they were like, "Here, eat this." It was this big old fucking brownie. I was like, "Okay."
What was that? That one time, dude, you drank that Canamade or no? You ate a cookie, and then like.
And then we drank a Canamade.
Yeah, and we both fucking just bleh.
Yeah, dude, because the Canamade shit, it was 1,000 milligrams, yeah, dude, of like, concentrate.
Like, yeah, no, so, like, recommendation was, like a little bit.
They said drink half of it. Or, no, it was, like, less than that.
No, yeah. Drink, because, like, 350 will knock you on your ass, you know, especially dude. If you're not, like, a skilled, like...
And we did the math, and that's when we did the math about the brownie shit.
Yeah.
And fucking...
10 grams, 10 pieces.
Yep, 1,000 milligrams, let's do it again, yeah, baby.
But I'm pretty sure there had to have been.
Hey, baby! Yeah, because, all right, because that's
I still
thing.
Have never been.
Yeah, the brownie did floored us way worse than the Canamade did.
Yeah, way worse.
And the Canamade was dope because we were that. See, now that was comfortable.
Yeah.
And that's why, like, people like, was it this one dude was telling me, he was like, yeah, you can't just do 1,000 milligrams. Like, but I have.
Yeah.
And I'm like, and actually, I think 1,000 milligrams is one dab. Or not like one dab, no, but like one gram.
It's, I think it's about 1 gram. But like they said 10 grams, but they also kind of gave like a, I don't know, 10 grams kind of thing. And I was like, yeah. What the fuck?
Oh, well, you just blew it. It was supposed to be this right.
Yeah, this one, it's cool.
Yeah, no, there's sorry, not another right until the light, I think.
Oh.
You're good. We'll survive.
No, yeah, I can take it right here.
Is there? Well, fucking lather me in butter and smack me with a fly swatter.
I mean, that can be arranged. Yeah, I know. Then we gotta take a right at that point, right?
Like a stop sign now, yeah. Bro. You went a different path.
Oh, I'm on a different path, bro.
Check it out. This is one of those choose your own stories, you know?
You
fucking gave a different response, cuz.
I did. And they're like, what do we do? Or is this Campo Bello?
Look, no, bro. You're not gonna get to Campo Bello anytime soon, cuz you see how this.
Oh,
yeah, you're gonna have to fucking make a right here, cuz.
That's fine.
I don't know why I keep saying cuz now. I'm not Snoop Dogg.
Hey, man, we love Snoop Dogg.
Dude, we do love Snoop. I ain't talking shit.
Yeah. We love Snoop Dogg. He's a man.
Dog pound.
Everyone talks shit when he went to Snoop Lion. I was like, I love it, bro.
And Snoop Lion.
Like, you be free, Snoop Dogg. You do you.
Now, and I want you to think about this, though, too. Was it really that successful if he went back to Snoop Dogg?
No, but like me, like, I'm just saying that could have been like a persona type thing to be taken.
Yeah, left.
Yeah, like you know, when his reggae album, he'll be Snoop Lion. You know,
I think
like,
this is Campo Bello right here. Is that sick?
Oh, no, wait. This is Anderson Brew.
Okay, well, wait, I can't be saying street names on this fucking thing. No more street names. Make a left here on Laurel. Damn it, I did it again. Or did I?
Just
and then But yeah, no, so we are actually arriving at our destination now. I feel like we did a pretty good job with this podcast.
Yeah.
I also don't know if I should have, like, hit her up and be like, hey, I'm finna be dropped off now. Oh, yeah, because I live here now. I'm not saying where I live.
Whose car is this?
Her car.
This Taurus?
I don't know. It's really not my problem, nor is it my business.
Warning, passengers will be probed. Hell yeah, brother.
Well, passengers will be probed?
That's what it says.
I'm going to go meet who that is right now, and I'm finna be like, so, who's doing the probing? And I'll get in your car right fucking now. Because actually, while you're in there, I want you to look at something for me. Why do I fart so much? Can we, like, fix this? What do you mean? Can I fart more? Can they be stinkier?
Dude, I'm about to
can I aim them? Like,
oh my god, can I aim them?
Is there a way to narrow my anus?
Is there a way to capture
my sphincter? Oh my god, yeah, I'll put some kind of device in there that'll measure out a skull level.
Dude, we should like
how much methane my ass produces?
So let's get you eating like a bunch of bean burritos one day, and then we'll have you fart in a jar, and then we'll send it to somebody. And then I'll say, open me. And then they'll open it, and then it's like...
All right, hold on. No, we got to test it on someone in person to see if the farting in a jar really works.
Russell. Let's get him.
No, he's going to hear this. Now.
Are you sure?
So, okay, fuck. A lot of people are going to hear this, and they're going to know. So if I ever hand them a jar... Look, if I hand you a jar...
Do it.
And you fucking open it and sniff it, I appreciate you. Because this is a test for science.
Dude, I don't think they'll have to even sniff it and just open it. Just
oh, you know what? You know who I know is not going to listen to this?
Coronavirus.
You know who I know is not going to listen to this?
Who?
My kid's mom. So this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to fucking rip it into some jars. And, like, I'm going to fucking be like, hey, what does this smell like? And, like, yeah, dude. And, like, if it works, yes, we can send them off to
you
some
people. You have to test one on yourself first. You have to do that. It's only fair.
Yeah, I guess I could take the fucking first one.
Yeah,
God forbid I mutate and become some kind of monster, you know? Like some lab experiment gone wrong. All he did was ferment a fart.
He became the fly.
The fly. I become the methane.
The methane.
I am the methane! That smell you smell, it's me! All right, well, we're going to end this on this note because I'm pretty sure we have done, yeah, we goofed off for a good half hour, bro.
Yeah? How long are they, like, normally?
All right, look. This is what I need people to do, too, as a matter of fact. Tell me if you think I should do hour-long episodes or if these half-hour-long episodes are pretty fucking sufficient. Because I'm thinking the half-hour ones aren't too bad. But a lot of these podcasts I see are like an hour upwards of more than
four, that. I've listened to a 4-hour podcast.
See, dude, like, one day, I guess, like, we could just fuck around and, like, throw this bad boy on and, like...
Yeah, but I think, I think smaller content is, like, a little bit better.
Exactly. It's, like, easier on the ears.
I think it just depends, yeah. I think it just depends on what you're talking about and all that stuff. I mean, you can do whatever you want, your podcast, but...
Yeah, dude. You're fucking right. I can do what I want.
Exactly.
Check it out! 30-minute episodes! And then if I do hour-long ones, it could be, like, a special.
Yeah, like a special
one. Hey, look, we're figuring things out as we go along. This boat, slowly it rows, but steady it goes. Alright. But yeah, no, Chris, thank you again so much for not only the ride home, but for being on the podcast and for hanging out with me and doing this.
Dude, 100%, dude. Hell yeah, dude. Thank you for having me.
Of course, bro. You know I love you, man.
Yeah.
But,
It's not like we've been hanging out for the past few hours anyway.
Fair enough. We probably could have done this sooner, but, you know, I was just thinking about it. Fuck it. We're going to talk on the ride home anyways. Yeah, might as well recapture these beautiful moments.
Exactly.
So, yeah, and then I wonder how many podcasts get done in car rides.
I don't think too many, but I'm not a big podcast guy, so.
Fair enough.
There's only two podcasts I listen to. That's Joe Rogan's and yours.
Hey, maybe we should do a segment where me and you just go drive and we'll go get coffee.
I mean,
go get like an energy drink or something.
Something, whatever you want to do. We can go do whatever.
We can go. We'll just go drive. We go get tacos.
Shit, because of this bullshit.
Yo, dude. Oh my god. Podcast if it goes down, if it goes down, I'm going to start one of those like conspiracy channels with my podcast where I'm going to like, yeah, dude, like calling all cars. Yeah, all the cool cats out there over there on fucking Mill Avenue and fucking whatever the fuck. Yeah, come on out. We found some stuff.
We found some stuff.
And if you got the balls to take it from the man, come through. I don't know, dude. It'd be cool. But, all right, guys. Thank you for tuning in, though. We're going to end it on that note. Fucking make sure you follow Smile on the Center on Spotify, Apple Music, or wherever you stream your music. Hit them up on the Facebooks, the Instagrams.
Yeah, like us on Facebook, the Instagram. We're all on YouTube. We're on all the platforms. Check us out. If you don't like it, you can tell us. It's fine.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
No, they really enjoy that kind of shit. It's weird. Like, yeah. We sit there and we go to like these hangout sessions and they'll be like, oh man, so and so said this. And they'll be like, ha ha ha. They twirl their mustaches and drink their tea. And it's quite a scene.
Monocles and shit.
Yeah, dude. Fucking Sam's got the greatest monocle. You know, I take that back. Freddy's monocle is pretty fucking tight, though. Yeah, because Freddy's monocle is attached to like his cane.
His cane?
Yeah, dude.
Oh, yeah. It just starts spreading that. He's going to text us and go, dude, what the fuck?
Yeah, now he's got to get a monocle attached to a cane. People are going to be like, why is it attached to your cane? And be like, because it's not attached to your bitch.
You're like, Freddy, get a face tattoo of a monocle.
No, don't you fucking talk me into that. Get a monocle tattooed around his eye.
Dude, you go, mur, 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 mur.
Yeah, he'd be like, because I said do not pass go, bitch. Dress up like the Monopoly Man or the Peanut Man every fucking Halloween. How dare you do my boy like that? This man's trying to make a life for himself.
He is. Poor guy.
I love you,
Freddy. Anyway, we keep getting fucking same way. We keep saying goodbye, and then we're ranting. Goodbye, and then we're ranting.
I know.
I love you.
We're like two girls trying to get off the phone with each other. Yeah, you hang up first. Now you hang up first. I hang up first. You hang up first. Okay, I'm going to hang up. But don't get mad. Okay, click. Call. Bring. If you really fucking hang up first, and like, what?
Oh god. All right, adios everyone. Thank you.
Stay safe everyone, and again, I guess with this quarantine thing, stay inside. If you're gonna be staying inside, learn something, do something, make something of yourself.
100%.
But just do it fucking while staying clean. All right, bye.
Bye.
I need an exit music, man.